I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spread the word on 93.3 The Planet.
Boom. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:07. It was Mission Impossible 9999.
Yep.
I chose that one. You forgot to send one.
Yeah.
I blame the new kitten.
Probably.
Taking all your attention. You're
Luna?
Forgetting about your Luna, I'm sorry.
Is to blame?
I think little Miss Vashon is to blame.
Yeah, she's kind of a pain in the ass at times.
Taking all your attention. One of these pictures you posted, you look like you're getting ready to eat that sucker.
Yeah, you got a creepy cat picture.
No, she's a little underweight still. Still trying to fatten her
Aww.
Up.
I've had burritos bigger than that cat.
I mean, this really time last week, she was wandering around Highway 81 by herself. You know,
Bless
she's scrawny.
Oh, you rescued a cat. Thank you.
Oh, yes, he rescued it.
Yeah, it's a rescue. Aren't all cats rescues?
Oh, no.
Paige is looking at my Instagram.
It looks like it's swaddled in some kind of napkin that you would get like yeast rolls in at a restaurant.
That's my gingham bed sheet.
It is so cute. Look at
that. And then we were name dropping here.
Mm-hmm.
Not your Burberry throw?
No. Yeah, I posted cat pics on my Instagram today.
Catsagram.
Yeah, cats of Instagram.
Fat boy, what is that keyword one more time for P-Wins to win $1,000? Is it Luna?
It was Apple.
Apple.
A-P-P-L-E.
Yeah. All right.
Apple.
Get you an iPhone with that $1,000 or your XR or your whatever, iMac. Text that to 72881, win you $1,000. All right. It's time for Truth and Consequences. We said earlier on and on the pre-show video that this one is some family drama.
Yep.
I'd love to see some statistics on how many Truth and Consequences is. Consequences. Say it in plural form.
Truth and Consequi.
Truth and Consequi. How many of these have been about family? Because I'd say about 70% of them usually are.
Most of them are, yeah.
This young lady, we can say the names, she's got something to, I guess, confess to her sister, but she's quite nervous, so kid gloves on, I understand. So let's say hello to Elaine. Good morning, Elaine.
Hi, good morning.
Don't be nervous. I've been told you're very nervous. Don't be. We're friends here, right? You listen to the show. We're all friends. Well, it's that fat boy, but he's here.
Co-worker.
I do. I'm real nervous, though, but...
Well, yeah, I understand. And I think it's, from what I know, I think it's pretty big of you to, try to right your wrong, I guess.
Yeah. I just can't, have it living over my head any longer, so...
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a deep breath. Is it true you almost canceled today?
Yes. Ooh. I was... Talking myself out of it all morning, as soon as I woke up in the shower, I couldn't sleep, and...
Mm. Well, you're here now.
Right. I'm here, yep.
Right. You made it!
You have to do this, because we're live now, and plus we've got nothing else to talk about till headlines, so we're counting on you. All right, your sister, tell us about her, tell us what the problem is, and then ultimately we're going to get to the bottom of this whole drama amongst the family.
Okay, so she's a couple years older than me, my sister, and we were Anne's her name, yeah. We were raised, you know, just the two of us with our mom and grandmother. Mm-hmm. Dad just, you know, he wasn't in the picture, left when I was like five, never saw him again kind of thing.
You never saw him again after that?
No, the last we heard, he had moved to West Virginia and was working as a coal miner.
Oh, no.
So that's the last we heard. So we lived with our mom and our grandma. Mm-hmm. And so mom, she died in 2014, and grandma died, Oma, we called her Oma. She died last year.
Oma?
Oma, uh-huh, Oma. Grandma. And
you can't just call a grandma grandma anymore.
Like, no.
You
just,
yeah.
You can't do it. Like, Mary, she came up with her own nickname for not only Grace, but Angel's kids. She is Mimi.
Yeah, Mimi.
Hey,
Mama. That's yeah. Mimi.
Yeah, this and is then, my grandma. I mean, Nene.
And then my Mary's mama called Nanny. Mm-hmm. And then my daddy's mama called Maw Maw.
Yep.
Maw Maw.
Me Maw and Maw Maw.
I've never just had a grandma.
Nene.
What'd you call your grandma?
LeBron.
You called her LeBron.
Yep.
That's interesting. Yep. No wonder she never called you back. So, Oma.
It's Brock Cranberry.
Oma, after your mom passed away, sadly, it's sad your mom passed away, you know.
But, yeah, thank you. They were old, you know, they both had good lives, so it was.
Oh, so Oma passed away too.
Yeah, Oma passed away. I mean, my mom, that was more unexpected, of course, but, you know. Anyway, so mom died in 2014, and just pretty much right after that, my sister got married, she moved, she had a kid, and I stayed around, and I took care of Oma until she passed.
Did your sister move, like, out of town, or did she move within the city, or...?
Yeah, she moved to Wilmington, so...
Oh, they have a beach there.
They do.
Yeah.
And some seafood restaurants also.
Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. They do. Yeah. So, but you stayed there, and then... You mentioned your mom passed away, and that was sudden, and then, like, did Oma... Oma?
It was just,
is that how you're saying
it? Wasn't sudden. It was just unexpected.
Okay.
They both had the same thing. They both died of the same thing, so...
Okay.
But you know, with grandma, it was a little more expected.
I
of course,
understand.
She's older,
I understand. Okay. All right. So, dad was always gone. Once you were very young, he left, went to be a coal
right.
miner. Your mom passed away very suddenly, 5-6 years ago. And then, you stayed taking care of Oma, who passed away too, but your
right,
sister
correct.
Moved to Wilmington, lived her life, married, got a kid. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So here we are.
Yeah.
Present day. If it's really 2019, we found out earlier it might not be. But regardless, according to all accounts, it's May 21st, 2019. Where are we at today?
So basically what happened was Oma didn't have a will, like anything specific. It's just that her estate was supposed to be divided between me and Anne. Mm-hmm. And... you know, but there wasn't a lot, and, you know, taxes need to be paid and debt and all that kind of stuff needs to be paid out before anything would come to us.
Right.
And like I said, there wasn't a lot. You know, the house is still for sale, and we'll see, like, once it gets sold, what we're going to get. But the problem is that Oma had a wedding ring. And it was, you know, the original one that she had gotten from Grandpa, you know, it's from the 60s, and it's not valuable. It's just like a small diamond, you know, not a valuable ring.
Mm-hmm.
But
an heirloom.
Basically, yeah, and basically the bottom line is that I kept the ring, and I never told Anne.
Okay.
I was afraid that if it went onto like the estate list, you know, with everything, that it would end up getting like auctioned off to pay for something, pay for the taxes or something.
Does she owe a lot of money, Oma? Sadly.
He,
I mean, did
there's not going to end up, if we end up with anything, you know, we'll be lucky kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm going to owe anything, but just maybe we'll get a little bit.
So you're saying you kept it so if you did make an estate list and they did seize it, you didn't want that to be... It was a family heirloom, and you didn't want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it was more sentimental value, and I thought that just didn't want that to happen to it. So, I kept it. I didn't really think that Anne would want it or need it. She left town. She's got a kid. She's married, and I kind of did all the work, and I just. At the time, I just kind of guess I felt like I deserved it, like I deserved the ring.
Right.
But I've been feeling really guilty about it.
Well, plus you can't split a ring. I mean, if it was an earring set, even that would be odd for you, one to take the left and the other would take the right.
Fat Boy would beg to differ on splitting a ring.
Well, he's like that about Twix, though. He only does the left Twix.
That's not the gay one.
Oh, yeah, that the ring. So you're saying that... Well, plus, you got to ask yourself this, and I get what you're saying. You're sitting here saying you felt maybe you deserved it because you did take care of Oma till she passed away, which that's great that you did that, by the way. I see all the time people just ship them off to, retirement homes and then don't ever go see them or nothing.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
Way more often than it should. But, yeah, grandmas can be trouble. Mine used to wander around the neighborhood carrying a butcher knife.
What?
She had Alzheimer's.
Mm. It's when they called it Alzheimer's.
Yeah, butcher knife Alzheimer's for some reason.
Long time ago. Okay, so you kept the ring and, I guess, like I said, part of it, you kind of talked yourself into you deserved it.
Right. And I don't. I still kind of feel that way. I just feel that I shouldn't have this big secret, that this is just kind of hanging over us. And
what is she going to do? I mean, you can't divide a ring, right? You can't.
Right.
And then you can't divide the ring. So you feel as though you just want to tell her, are you going to tell her that you kept it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's married. So what does she do with it?
Right. That's what... I mean, I just felt like, it had more sentimental value to me than her. And why would she want it?
I guess the most you could do is, try to sell it and be insulted by what you get for it.
Well, either way, I mean, you've had a change of heart. It's either that or your guilty conscience. Who knows? But you want to ease that guilt.
Yeah. I just don't want there to be any secrets,
Okay. Man, this is why you need to have a very specific will if you have more than one child.
Yeah, or be like Aretha Franklin, have three wills.
She had three wills?
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which leads to more confusion.
Yeah. So we're going to call your sister up in Wilmington. Oh, I bet it's already 95 up there. She's probably out on the sun deck.
Yeah.
Laying out.
Throwing a frisbee at a dog.
Hopefully the dog can catch it.
Yep.
You're going to call her and say, by the way, the grandma's wedding, Oma's wedding ring, I kept it. Which I think she will probably respect that you didn't. I would lead. Here we go. I would lead with, hey, grandma had the debt. She had the taxes. Did you want it to be auctioned off? Did you want the government to get this ring? And she will agree with that.
No, she wouldn't want that.
Yeah. So I think you say that first. I don't know that I would lead with I earned it.
Right.
All that. All right. You'll hold on through this. You will not hang up. Promise? I'll give out your phone number if you do. I'll tell everybody your number. I can't. I can't. All right. Hold on for a minute. I'm trying to lighten up the mood a little bit.
I don't think this is going to end how she wants.
I tell you this.
Probably not.
A whole bunch of people... Know her. Bunch of people texting in her last. I mean, she can't hear this, can she?
No.
A lot of people know Elaine, so.
All right. Good.
Phone calls afterwards will be even awesomer.
Siblings involved, it's a free for all.
Siblings and death and wills and all this stuff. Oh, Lord. Death and taxes. That's what they say, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, this is more proof of that. Truth and Consequences will make the call to the sister up in Wilmington right after this.
Back to Matt, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3, The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:30, right on time. right in the middle of a truth and consequences. We have some sister drama. By the way, it should always mention this when we're right smack dab in one of these situations. If you have to get out of the car, go into work or whatever, you can always text podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T to 72341. We'll link you back. It's on iTunes as well. Again, third quarter in a row, number one radio show podcast on iTunes in North and South Carolina. And
that's us.
That's us, meaning us and y'all.
Yeah, all of us together.
Without y'all listening, I mean, obviously, the stats wouldn't be there. So text podcast to 72341 if you miss anything. Now, the backstory here. We're talking to Elaine. Elaine lived with her grandmother, Oma, up until Oma passed away. Her sister, Anne, moved away, got married, had a kid, moved to Wilmington in North Carolina. When they did the estate listing, because Grandma had some taxes and some, you know, probably debt collectors or whatever, she did not put Oma's wedding ring on the list.
No.
Instead, she kept it and never told her sister. And today she wants to make it right and now tell her sister that, and I told her, I said, I'd lead with the thing. I didn't want the government to seize it or whatever to pay these debts and taxes and stuff.
Absolutely, right?
You know, but you can't split a ring. What do? Every other weekend, that thing? No. We're going to find out what the options are. Let's go back to Elaine. Elaine, you there?
Yep.
Oh, man. How many times have you... Well, I'm not going to ask you that. We're going to get right onto this. We're going to call your sister. And when we call your sister, she will not know that she's on the radio. It will be just, you know, the two of you talking. You know, obviously, once you reveal to her the great secret, we will come on the radio as well. But again, you're sure that you want to do this? We're not putting you up to it.
I'm not sure.
Well, I can't now see. I wish you hadn't said that. Now, I need to place you on hold till you can decide? Because
I'm okay. I'm sick to my stomach. But
yeah. Well, nine is too. He's in the bathroom that entire song that we just played.
Most of it. They were playing Queen in the bathrooms. So I was listening to that.
Yeah. All right. All right. Fat Boy's going to dial the number. Again, when your sister Ann picks up, just speak with her, and we'll come on near the when everything's out of the bag, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you. Truth and consequences.
Thank you.
Oma's wedding ring.
Hello? Hello? Hey, girl. What you doing?
No, nothing. I almost didn't answer. Where are you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just about to leave to go to work.
Okay,
what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, me too. You know that bitch at the front desk called out again? It's like I swear it's like every other week. I don't get it.
Seriously, the redhead?
Yeah.
I thought she was on maternity leave or
no, she came back like what was it, last month or something like that? I don't know. It's 1st of April, but, you know, I mean, it just screws up my morning. I've got to be there an hour early now, but aren't you glad you called me?
Okay, look, I got to, I wanted to tell you something real quick.
Okay.
I just don't be mad at me. Okay, I need to tell you something, and Well, I want you to hear me out, and I'm just really hoping that, like, you're not going to be mad, that you're still going to talk to me afterwards.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. You're like, scaring the hell out of me. So what did you do? What?
Okay, so it's basically just, you know, selling almost.
Hold on. I got to sit down. This is going to be bad. I can already tell.
No, it's not that bad, really. Look, it's just, is this something I just never told you? It's not a big deal, but, you know, selling the house and dealing with Oma's estate and stuff, and there, you know, I wasn't sure, like, what was going to happen with paying all the debts and the taxes and all that kind of stuff, and so basically when I was writing up the stuff with the estate lawyer and doing all that, I did not put Oma's wedding ring on the list. because I didn't, you know, I was afraid that they were going to take it and sell it or, you know, use it to pay for taxes and stuff. So I just didn't include it. I pretended like it didn't exist and I kept it. You kept it. Yeah, I kept it. I just, you know, I didn't want it to get sold and I didn't want it to go away. And I just, I didn't really think that, you know, you would care too much about it. You know, you're married. You already have a wedding ring. You know, I didn't, I just thought that.
Okay. Well, let me, wait, hold on. Let me ask you this. You're not married. So why would you want it?
Look, I know that you're going to be mad, but I just, I didn't,
no,
I just didn't think that you would want it. I mean, why, you know, you're not married and.
No, this is so messed up. This is like really messed up.
I just, why would you even want it though? I mean, I just didn't think, you know.
I mean, do you even wear it? I mean, seriously, do you even wear it?
No, no, I don't wear it.
You don't wear Elma's wedding ring.
No, I just, you know, this is why I'm admitting this. I just wanted to let you know. I really didn't think it was that big of a deal. But then after, like, I never didn't tell you, and then didn't tell you, and then now I'm like, oh no, I have this big secret, and I just,
I you don't date anybody. Why do you want it?
Matter?
I mean, it's not even about the money before you even start. This is just, this is really dirty. And I'm really pissed off right now.
Look, I understand that you're pissed that I didn't tell you, but I just, it's really, I don't, you know, it's not a big deal. It's,
it is. And now I'm going to have to call into work because you got me so rattled.
Look, if I didn't, you wouldn't even have known about it if I hadn't ever told you. Like, I could have just never told you. And you would have never
remembered.
Even remembered it existed.
I would have remembered. I already did. I was thinking, I was looking at Noah, and I was thinking how sweet it would be if he used it to propose one day.
He's 3 years old. Come on.
But that's not the point. I mean, after this, I can't trust you. I don't
that's
trust
ridiculous.
You.
Well, fine, you know, just.
Well, now what?
I don't know. You're on the radio, too.
I'm what?
Hey, good morning, Ann. What a great transition. Good morning, Ann.
How you doing?
Before you hang up, we are on the radio right now, 93.3 The Planet. We're in Greenville, South Carolina. This is The Rise Guys. We're live on the radio right now. So, good morning.
Good morning? I mean,
and that's Elaine, your sister. You verify that?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Elaine, did you do this? Is this a joke? Is this a prank?
It's not a prank, for sure.
Are you sure? I mean, why would I be on the radio then?
It's not a game. Sometimes people think that it's a contest, dude. There's no concert tickets, none of that.
She didn't get Coca Cola 600 tickets or anything.
No, or Monster Jam, none of that. Mm-mm. This is a legit call. So we're live on the radio, like regular 93.3 radio. You didn't cuss, so you're
okay,
good.
Okay, so this is not a joke. This is not. Oh my
no,
God! Seriously, I can't. You lied to me about Oma's ring. Then you bring me on the radio to tell me this? Like, I can't even.
Well, I just wanted some help. I just wanted some, like, support. You know, I was scared to do it. And I really don't understand why you're so upset. I mean, it's not like you were even around. Like, where were you? Where have you even been? You know, you left and I took care of her.
Are you kidding me? You are awful. Like, I can't even right now. You have lied to me. You're deceitful. And I think I'm going to hire an estate auditor or something, because who knows what else you've done and lied about.
I haven't lied about anything.
I'm going to hang up.
We don't hang up yet.
No, you know what? You keep the ring. You sell it. Do whatever.
Well, I already did sell it, so...
Oh, what?
No.
Yeah, I did. I already sold it, so.
You didn't tell us that.
Well, look, I felt guilty about keeping it. I knew she was going to be upset. We can't split it, and so I sold it, and I'm going to give her half the money, which is like $233. So,
okay,
I'm going to send you a check.
That is
so
bull crap.
You've got to be kidding me right now. Like, you sold it, and then you got ripped off at the same time?
It wasn't even worth that much. Like, it was just a little, barely had a diamond in it, you know?
Are you being serious right now?
Look, I'm going to write you a check. That's why I'm calling, to tell you that I did this, and I'm going to send you the money so that it could be even.
What did you buy? What
do you mean?
Did you buy? What did you buy with the money?
I'm going to get my teeth fixed, okay?
Oh. Your teeth fixed?
Yeah, I'm going to get my teeth fixed with the money, so.
Well, you know what? You keep saving, because I'm driving down there to knock the rest of them down your throat.
Hey, now, you can't be voicing the great thoughts. She did?
Yeah.
Elaine.
She's on the way from Wilmington.
Hold on. Elaine, how long of a drive is
it? Yeah.
How long is it? Hold on.
From here to Wilmington?
Yeah. Well, from Wilmington to here.
About the same distance.
Is it the same thing?
5-6 hours?
Yeah, probably pushing six.
Okay. Elaine, I got to be honest with you. Not that I was playing sides, but you didn't tell us that you sold it. You said that you were going to make good on it, but you didn't tell us you sold it. That is dirty.
I thought that's the best way to give her the money, give her half of it. I mean, I just, I wanted to make good on it. I got $466, and I'm going to give her half the money.
What's wrong with your teeth?
Yeah, come on.
Apparently not much for the amount of money.
I need a lot of work on my teeth. But.
What if she didn't take it, though? It would have just sat there.
See,
for
that
how long?
Makes me think that the ring might have been worth more than that. Because if you're getting your teeth fixed for $230, there ain't much wrong with it.
Right.
Get a grill.
Do you think she's really going to come down here and fight you, though?
I mean, she can come on and try.
Have you fought her before?
No, but I will. I mean, we're always, we've argued before, but I don't really understand, what I did wrong, really. Like, I admitted it. I don't.
Really?
I really don't understand why she's as upset as she is. Like, I knew she would be mad, but I didn't think it would be this big of a deal.
I need to see before and after the teeth before I can decide who I agree with on this. I need to see if it was worth all this drama.
I don't see the big deal either.
Wow.
Was it just going to sit there? Like, who decides and how long?
If it's an estate, it's two people have to decide it.
Yeah, and I think when the estate is settled, that's when it's decided. But you all get together and make that decision, not just one person.
Yeah. Damn it. If you ever call in and do one of these, in the future, disclose all the stuff.
Tell us.
We still would have had Joan to do it, but I'm sitting here like saying, I agree with her. She's
not that bad.
And you admitted that you kind of talked yourself into it, here's the thing. Now I can be mad at you. You do feel that way because you said it again to her. You said, you left. I took care of her.
Well, that is how I feel, I guess.
Well, then own
lies.
It. Then you got to own it. All right.
Yeah.
She can't be mad if she's using the money to, fix her teeth. It's not like she's blowing it.
But how much dental work do you get done for $200? Not very much at all. At all. Like, hardly anything.
She got all of it at first. Still, though, maybe we're assuming all of her teeth are bad. Maybe it's just the front couple.
Maybe it's just one.
Maybe
she can get them whitened and bleached or whatever with that kind of money.
Yeah. Okay. I would call your sister, because if you don't, she may drive down here and you're going to be toting an ass whooping. Regardless, I would call her and try to. I mean, there's no getting it back, though.
Like, yeah.
There's no getting it back.
No.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Elaine, thank you. I think. Did we thank Elaine for that? No. No, thank you. No, yeah. Thank you.
No. I still think.
Get those teeth fixed.
I still think we didn't get the whole truth.
No.
All right. Goodbye, Elaine.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
No. No, thank you.
Well, you're welcome, but no, not thank
no,
you.
No, but no, thank you.
Yeah, but you're welcome.
Goodbye. Now we can talk about it. What do you think is really going on here? Everybody, the whole text line is full of drugs, 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 drugs.
Uh-huh.
Maybe she does want to get her teeth fixed, but if she does, she sold it for a hell of a lot more than what she said she did.
Yeah. It sounds like this is the tip of the iceberg. What else did she sell at Grandma's? This is the one thing that the other sister may have remembered. Oh, there's a point, too.
Are you supposed to keep all this stuff? You can have a house full of somebody else's stuff.
I've never, in my family, there's never been any kind of passing on from stuff. You know, 9 times out of 10, somebody, you know, needed to sell some things, pay some bills.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get to your calls, especially all y'all that apparently everybody that Elaine used to go to church with. There's about 8 people texting in that Elaine used to go to our church. We'd love to talk with you, 1-800-774-0093. Or maybe you've dealt with the stress of dealing with the will of a loved one. Perhaps. Let's talk.
People been there, done that.
1-800-774-0093, John and Campobello. They both suck as humans and family. That's both. That's a double whammy. All right, we'll get to your calls, your texts, your tweets, all that and more. It's The Rise Guys. Guys, more.
Follow The Rise Guys on Twitter at 933ThePlanet. Tweet that. This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet just rocks.
Morning to you. We just had a... awkward truth of consequences. Awkward. I try to not pick a side in these because, you know, we're hearing one side from the other side and this and that or whatever. But that old girl pissed me off.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, it's just the multiple levels of lies.
Oh, yeah. Well, she didn't tell us. She didn't tell her sister and the whole thing. Now there's a bunch of conspiracies about that. Let's get to some calls. 1-800-774-0093. Let's go to Anonymous on line one. Good morning.
Hey there. How's it going?
Well, sir, how are you?
I'm doing well. Love you guys' show. I listen to you guys every morning on my way to a traveler's rest.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Thank you much.
The only thing that I'm really curious about is, you know, once she started out with the story about how she was really terrified about telling her sister about this ring, I totally understood where she was coming from, so it sounded like she had pretty good intentions from the start, but then, you know, she talked about how sentimental the ring was and everything of that nature. So if it was just so sentimental, why did she sell it?
Well, that's the point. I mean, yeah, why did she? Part of it to me is that she truly believes that she is owed that ring because she took care of Grandma. She said it. She said, "You left. I took care of her." But in her mind, she's like, well, if I tell my sister about it, I'm going to, you know, how are you going to split a ring? Which is a great point. She'd have to give her equal value in the estate of something else.
Yeah.
Or this. It ain't got to be equal. It just doesn't. Life doesn't have to be equal.
It doesn't have to be equal. But yeah, I mean.
That's why I had one child.
You start wondering, well, you didn't tell me about that. What else? What else? What else? What else? What else is missing? What else? What else?
What else?
What else?
Yeah.
Let's go to P1, not a fan of Mattman on line two. Mom, is that you? Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all? No.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are y'all this morning?
Not too bad. Whose side are you on here? Elaine, the sister, or Ann, the other sister up in Wilmington?
I'm definitely on Elaine's side. I mean, obviously she's not going to get much dental work done for that, so that's BS. But the point at hand is this.
Yeah.
That you can't separate a ring between two people equally, and once someone passes on, that's how things are done. Mm-hmm. So the easiest thing to do, doesn't matter who was taking care of who, was that just to sell the ring just like anything else of value, because you have to split everything up, otherwise there's going to be conflict unresolved for the end of time.
Yeah.
So she did the right thing, and it may sting now, but eventually I think her sister, if she was level-headed, will understand.
Well, didn't she get the house, though, Elaine?
No, the house, if you remember, everything's getting sold to the estate to pay off all the debts, as well as...
Yeah, the house, that's right.
So where's Elaine living? I want to know where she lives now. I still have questions for her.
Elaine, call back. Well, look, you might not be a fan of mine, but I'm a fan of yours. I agree with your call, sir. Thank you.
You listen well.
Thank you. Particularly guys.
Particularly guys. Yeah.
How are you going to say you agree with him when you don't necessarily agree with him?
Well, no, I see his point, though, is that you can't... Where's she... screwed up here is that she wasn't honest from the beginning. So, you know, it's that thing of, let's say that Paige and I were dating and I cheated on Paige with Fat Boy. I could confess to Paige, you remember that night I said I worked late? I was really at the hotel with Fat Boy.
Working
I'm being honest with her, but she still has to either forgive me or move on to you, Nine. She would be available if you're interested.
I just got a kitten. I'm busy.
1-800-774-0093. Amy thinks Elaine is full of crap. Let's talk to Amy. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, you know what? Great. I think I think that she's lying. I don't think that she even sold the ring. I think that it's very convenient that towards the end of the call was when she decided to drop the bombshell. Oh, no. I sold it. I don't think so. I would want to see some proof of that.
A receipt.
I think she kept it because she doesn't want her sister to have it. It sounded like, you know, even just throwing out that she was on the radio towards the end of the call like she did, just was kind of salt, you know, in her wounds.
Yeah, I was supposed to, like, swoop in and say, hey, good morning. But then she stole my thunder, too. She's a thief.
Yeah, I believe that she's lying.
Steals
I think
that rings and thunder.
There's a lot of people on the text line saying she kept the ring. She didn't really sell it. She just doesn't want her to know she still has it.
Yeah. Wow. Amy, yeah. I like the way you're thinking, too. Thank you. Have a great morning.
You too. Thank Love you. You guys.
Love you. Thank you. Should do a conspiracy theory show just about truth and consequences.
Yeah.
Consequences. Whatever it is. All right. Consequences.
Yeah, baby.
It's like one time we got a sign put on the house at Poe Mill. It said the Harrises, and it said Harris apostrophe S. And as a child in school, I was like, that's wrong.
Yeah,
we don't get an extra S. We have one S.
Mm-hmm.
I had three this morning before I came to work. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex before we get into some P1 payoff money given?
Well, a famous actor says aliens are already here. They're horny and they want our women. Mm. I'll tell you who said that next in your Rise Guys headline.
I need to say nothing else. We got $1,000 coming up next. P1 payoff. Get ready and then some headlines. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys all morning.
I think those guys are absolutely crazy.
93-minute rock blocks all day.
Good stuff all day.
93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.